Well, I guess it's our turn now, huh? Hey there. Sorry, I must sound like a total loser. It's just, I'm not used to being so close to other people, especially other guys like you. You too? Oh, come on. You don't have to lie to make me feel better. And besides, that makes no sense either. I mean, you're like the most popular person in the entire school. My gosh. With all the people out there, I can't believe the bottle actually landed on me. It feels like a dream. I mean, it just doesn't feel real for me to be at one of these parties in the first place, you know? I mean, I'm only here because my older sister Kate is like everyone's favorite person, and the people throwing the party knew my sister would be super pissed if I wasn't also invited. And so, here I am, I guess. Yeah, I'm just not a very social person. But I don't know why I'm even telling you all of this anyways. It's not like you even know who I am. Ugh, I guess that one drink is really working its magic. That's what I get for coming to a St. Patrick's Day party and accepting random mixed drinks when I don't even drink anything. Not even a White Claw. And sorry, it's just, when I'm nervous, I start to talk a lot. It's a bad habit. I should really work on it. Wait. How do you know my name? Do you know my sister or something? Did she and her friends tell you to say all this stuff to me? Oh. No? Then, I'm sorry, I'm just a bit confused. Do you really know who I am? Well, yeah. I know that we've had a lot of classes together ever since, like, kindergarten. I just didn't think that you knew that. Wait. What? You actually remember that? No, yeah, I remember. You asked to borrow my blue marker in 7th grade, but you never gave it back to me. I was so mad at you for that. I know it sounds stupid, but I was just so mad for giving you the marker, and you didn't even have the decency to give it back to me. And then, of course, you went back to hanging out with all of your other friends, and I just felt too shy and awkward to come up to you and ask for it back. So I just let you keep it. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't believe you remember that. Well, wait, how about freshman year? The school field trip to the beach? Your friend came up to me and told me I look stupid in my one piece and that all the pretty girls all wear two pieces. I remember you standing there with all your other friends. You weren't laughing, but you really didn't do anything, either. You know, it might sound pretty dumb, but it really hurt my feelings. Yeah. God. It all sounds so stupid now, to care about that kind of stuff, huh? I mean, I'm still as shy as ever, and I'm only able to talk to you right now because of this drink, but I guess at least I don't let rude people treat me like garbage anymore. I just avoid them. So I don't really have to worry about it. Sorry. I kinda turned this whole 7 minutes into my own little venting session, huh? I just never thought I would be around you at all anymore. Let alone trapped in a small closet with you, with a running timer. Okay, well, with whatever time we have left, I guess I can let you do some speaking. Wait, what? Okay, are you messing with me? Seriously, are you and your friends up to something? Because it isn't funny. I swear to God, if I just had my first kiss as some sort of prank. Are you really interested in me? You always have been, but you were just too nervous to admit it. Oh, there's the timer. Well then, I guess we might have to continue this conversation later. Everyone was timing us out there too, and the last thing I need is rumors about me floating around the school. I prefer to stay invisible. My number? Yeah, I guess I can give you that. But only on one condition, okay? You have to promise me that this wasn't some cruel joke, and that you actually do like me for me. Can you promise me that?